A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious.
Faith.
Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into our heart. Your will be done in our life on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father. For you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of this nation, and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for you and your family, for these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words Christ through us speak are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed.
Peace to you and your house and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who delivers us from the wrath to come, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, may the God of truth enlarge and increase your ability to hear, understand, and obey the word of God, to believe that with God all things are possible, to know in your hearts and believe in your minds the truth of the word of the Lord, for the word of the Lord is proven, pure, and endures forever. We have called upon you, for you will hear us, O God. Incline your ear to us and hear our speech. Show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand, O you who save those who trust in you from those who rise up against them. The word of God is living and powerful, quick and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. In Christ we pray that the word of God shall pierce your hearts and touch your souls. According to your name, O God, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, pour out on your house the spirit of grace and supplication. Let your heart cry out to God. Let you and your family mourn for Jesus the Christ, as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one who grieves for his firstborn. By awesome deeds and righteousness he will answer you. O God of our salvation, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of all the far-off seas, who established the mountains by his strength, being clothed with power, you who still the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples, in the name of Jesus Christ, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. Surely you and your people will believe and embrace the promise of God, for not one word of all his good promises have failed. May God of our strength show you and your people his ways, teach you and your family his paths, lead you and your house in his truth, and teach you. In Christ we pray that you and your family will walk in God's ways, being rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, abounding in it with thanksgiving, knowing as for God his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoice in the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Let you and your people fear the Lord and have strong confidence in his power, for all power belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. In the name of Jesus Christ, the desire of our soul is for his name and for the remembrance of his name. In Christ we pray that you and your family will rejoice in the fact that you have been called with a holy calling. You have been redeemed, you have been called by name, and you belong to the Lord. May your hearts be comforted by the knowledge that the Lord watches over his word to see that it is performed. So shall my word be that goes forth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it, says the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ, to his name give glory, because of his mercy and because of his truth. In Jesus' name, abiding in him and one with him, we pray that your faith does not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. According to his loving kindness, according to the multitude of his tender mercies, may the God of all comfort teach you and your people to live by faith, from faith to faith, walk by faith, not by spirit, asking in faith with no doubting the desires of your heart. Surely you and your family will not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but be strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he has promised, he is also able to perform. May the God of hope fill you and your family with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Ghost. Righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and the upright in heart shall glory. Praise is awaiting you, O God, in Zion, and to you the vow shall be performed. In the name of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the light of life, may the Lord breathe life into your mortal bodies through his Holy Spirit. Let God deal to you and yours a measure of faith, and may you and your family continue in the faith, grounded and settled, abounding in grace, in obedience to the faith, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, seeking the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ into eternal life. In Christ we pray that God will grant you and your family, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you and yours are rooted and grounded in love. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified in you and your house, and you and your people in him, according to the grace of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let you and your people be justified by faith and have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. To Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved you and washed you from your sins in his own blood, and has made you kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, for his name alone is exalted, his glory is above the earth and the heaven, according to the Spirit of holiness, may the God of your righteousness increase your faith. In Christ we pray that you and your people will be diligent to add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. May you and your family abound in these things, so you will be fruitful in knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the Lord Jesus Christ has called you and your house and appointed you and your family that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. May you and your people leave an inheritance to your children's children, rich in the knowledge and love of God, filled with the fullness of God. May the God of your salvation, the Father of righteousness, the God of glory, put a longing in your hearts to talk with him face to face, be his friend and confidant. In Christ we pray that clearly you and your people hear the voice of Jesus Christ, and you and yours possess a spirit of obedience to follow him, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him. Surely you and your family will commit your way to the Lord and trust also in him, to be continually with him and seek his guidance and counsel in all things. May you and your people dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and you and your family shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord shall cover you and your house with his feathers, and under his wings you and your family shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. For this is God, our God for ever and ever. He will be your guide even to death, the Mighty One. God the Lord has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to its going down. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. In the name of Jesus Christ, know that his name is the Lord. In Christ we pray that you and your family trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge the Lord, and he shall direct your paths. May El Shaddai, the All-Sufficient One, let you bask in his presence and his friendship forever. For God Almighty will make known to you and your people the ways of life. He will make you and your family full of joy in his presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name be magnified forever. In Christ we pray, you and your house be held in the grip of the love of God, totally surrendered to the love of Christ. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Let the word of Christ dwell in you and your people richly in all wisdom. Surely God, whose faithfulness reaches to the clouds, will show you and your family the path of life. In his presence, you and your people may have fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. May you and your house seek God, your soul thirst for him, your flesh long for him, and let you and your family be led by God, putting God first, and acknowledging God in everything that you do, putting your faith into action to move the mountains of your life. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him, knowing that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and therefore performing every work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be glorified in you. May the Lord call you and your people to righteousness, and hold your hand, keep you, and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles. May you and yours be as a light to the world, an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Out of your heart may rivers of living water flow. According to his abundant mercy, may the God of all power make your faith a shield of protection that will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one for you and all that you have on every side. Let the Lord perfect that which concerns you and your people, for his mercy endures forever, and he will not forsake the works of his hands. O love the Lord, all you saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. To God, alone wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. May the angel of the Lord touch your eyes and give you spiritual sight, saying, according to your faith, let it be unto you. For the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. In Christ we pray that you and your people may prosper in all things and be in health just as your souls prosper. Thank you, Father God, for the blood covenant given to us by the suffering of your only begotten Son and your unfailing love and faithfulness. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, and in faith we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people,
by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world in all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now your salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you and with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer and with confidence, for God's thoughts towards you and your house are thoughts of peace to give you a future and a hope. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, those who know his name will put their trust in him. Therefore, we ask in his name, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. In him who is true as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11.
Let us be a meek and humble people, and we shall trust in the name of the Lord.
The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.